That's right, bitches. And it's another Manic Money on the wings. God damn it, dude. Day after the Super Bowl. Not like it was last year, man. Iron Big Penis Nicholas. I'm talking Philly Phillies. I'm talking tight end Zach Ertz. I'm talking Trey Burton. You know what? You know the rest. Brady got his ring. It's the greatest of all time. What can you do? But, you know, tonight on the Winks, maybe you're hungover. But wait a minute! Today! There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinks, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinks with Stray Angels. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winks. And how? Tiddlywinks with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinks with Strangers. As it is on this Manic Monday, and every other day of your week except the sultry, satry, silly Sunday, whatever the fuck it is. I'm your host, Jason Herb. I know I've said it before, we almost had a sultry, satry. But man, I got to get my head right for the Winks, you know what I mean? My head wasn't in it. Made it wasn't in it. Dude, I was fucking I'm feeling better today, you know? It was a crazy week. Crazy weekend. That's it. But you know, tonight we're gonna have a good show for you. We got our usual suspects. We've got Conky and Sal Wesco doing the Lindbergh Lean. You know the rest. I got a couple stories for you. Condor will be there. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. On the Winks. You know what Tom Brady said to Julian Edelman right after it was confirmed they won the Super Bowl, 5 seconds left on the clock. He grabbed him by the fucking jersey and said, "Ah! Going to be a good Winks!" The name's Sal Wesco if you have the time. I'll teach you leaning just one more time. You grab your peen, you grab your spleen, and that's just the start of the Lindbergh Lean. Cocky! That's my bus stop back there! Oh, I'm the pastrami?
Would you flick?
Would you flick?
Flick it in!
Shit, if it's gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Hey, Bri. Brian? Hey, Bri, can't you put the video games down? As you may or may not be aware, today is a big weekend for us. It's Troop 642's first camping trip of the season, and I volunteer to be a parent who goes with you. It's time you become a man, Brian. It's time I teach you how to build a fire, pitch a tent, cook things, the whole nine yards, okay? I'm not the best in the woods, but I can figure it out. Bri, this ain't a video game weekend, okay? Your little friend Jason's not in the scouts. He wouldn't understand. I'm packing the station wagon, okay? We're gonna get on the back. We're gonna go to Camp Delmont. Deb, I don't know. He wants to play video games all weekend. I just want to take him in the woods to teach him how to be a man, okay? Okay! Brian, it's your stepfather, Fitzscott Eugene Kowit the Third! Come on, Brian. I packed you a backpack full of essentials for the woods. You got a compass. You got your Boy Scout kerchief. Your kerchief is in there. Okay! Brian's downstairs!
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Heavy Bob, you old so-and-so. Have you been? I saw you at the Subway the other day making a special made-to-order sandwich like they like to do at that place. Yeah, we caught up. I told you about my hot end-of-the-month urge. Yeah, I invited you to my next one. It's a big one, Heavy Bob. Do you know why, Heavy Bob? It's because it's Valentine's Day. That's right. It's Mikey D's 58th annual Valentine's Day hot urge. It's gonna be a good one. Poopsie's gonna make a special appearance. He'll be in the shower stall all night long. He's gonna eat lots of food with hot sauce in it for his special surprise. There's gonna be a snack table full of chocolate chip cookies there, Heavy Bob. You know the rest. Mikey Lichtenstein's bringing his old man Pat Brown. That's different for a change, right? Luke Burgess is coming. It's gonna be hot. Julia Bond and Jacob Walker, they're that new couple we met down at the gym. Heavy Bob, you know, they're going to be coming. It's going to be their first time. Big Fat Mario break them in. Should be sucking dick on her knees all night long. Bernadette Watson's coming. Thomas Andrzejewski's coming. You know who else will be there, Bob? Hey, Bob, you know our old friend Harry Cornish? He's coming. Local politician Dominic Knox is going to be there. He's bringing his date, Heather Nolan. She may or may not be a prostitute, so be careful, Heavy Bob. Bella Manning's coming, as well as Ella Mathis. They're bringing their friend Tim King from down on 8th Street. Warren Harris is going to be there. Rumor has it that around 11:45, Jane Robertson's showing up with Dylan McDonald. It's going to be a hot Orge, Heavy Bob, call me back. Why don't you? You know the number. I love you dearly. Stay fresh.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey there. It's Heavy Bob calling back here. I missed the call, or I just didn't get one about that orge. Where is Charlie B's? Are we still meeting there? When are we meeting there? Heavy Bob here. I really want to know when this orgy is going down. Please give me a ring back at 943-762-8941. Thank you.
Well, if you're talking about Tiddlywinks with strangers, you can't have that discussion unless you're talking about one certain gentleman. He'll invite you into his home, and he'll slap together some PB&J on some wheat bread for you, pour you a glass of whole milk. Also, most likely to stash drugs in your locker at high school, and then tell you you didn't see what you just saw.
What? It's Kevin the Conner, we're back with his Kev.
Fucking ridiculous. These intros.
How's it going?
I don't know.
Awesome.
It's a Manic Monday.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Monday after the bowl.
Yeah, that game was... That was bad, dude.
Well, that's what you get when you don't put the birds in. Well, you get a boring game. You want to just eliminate the birds and
the
fuck
Patriots
you.
The Patriots usually have really good games, though, in the Super Bowl. This one was like... It was like the... I don't even know how to describe it.
It was piss poor.
It was AIDS. It was like a wet fart.
It did have an air of AIDS about it.
It was a wet fart. It was awful. It was terrible. Right. I did not enjoy it. I was miserable.
You weren't miserable.
I was.
It didn't
forlorn.
Define your life.
I was so forlorn.
All right. Well,
Tom Brady though. That Tom Brady is one piece of ash.
He's the GOAT. This time last year, maybe right around this time.
Yeah. Oh, we were doing our big Eagles spooktacular.
Big Dick Nick.
Yeah. It's huge.
The stuff that legends are made of.
Oh, God, so good.
Here we lay on a manic Monday.
Yeah.
Just you and I.
Yep. Flying solo in the studio, El Studio.
I don't even know what to do, Kev.
What do you mean?
2019, man. The year we ran out of Winx stories.
Ah, that's not true. I mean, we always come across them, like things that jog our memory.
Yeah.
Things that sneak their way back in. You know, we remember stuff from our past.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend Alex. Winx knows Alex.
Alex.
He said that maybe we should, because, you know, I was talking about rebranding and how things are going to get weird but stay the same. And he said an idea would be to maybe, do a simulcast on YouTube of the Winx. Like Joe Rogan does that on his podcast. A couple other people do that. And we could illustrate.
It's going to be like Shorties watching Shorties.
That's an element of it. Yeah. Like cards, you know, like first story, and last story, and Snapchat, you know, all the segments. And then, like, you know, you get Bob with his wispy mustache talking on the phone.
Yeah.
You get Conky and Sal Wesco doing a tutorial on Lindbergh lean-in.
Sweet.
Something like that, you know?
All right.
But, you know, that requires more production time. And McGonagall gets paid by the half hour. And I don't know why we agreed to those terms, but that's expensive.
We don't like putting in the work.
No, you don't want to make Winx too professional.
You don't want to make it like a job. You know?
Quick update also from Alex, you know, because I like to touch base.
How's he doing?
Last week's story, Drawing Batman. That comic store closed, man.
Yeah.
He told me it's been closed for like 4 years. However, another one opened in its place. That slot in the mall will always be a comic store.
Yeah.
But my memory is only a memory now.
Yeah. The physical foundation of your greatness.
Yeah, just some quick editorial edits there, you know, because Winx likes to correct its mistakes.
Yeah, we do. We have
New York Times.
Yeah, we have a staff of ombudsmen to handle this for us. You know?
So let's hope I don't fuck up this week's first story.
Oh. Oh, come on, guys. Hey, everybody. Winx first story's on.
Winx first story. Whatever.
Yeah. We got a first story.
Do we?
All
right, as you know, oh, Jesus Christ. So I'm going through my notes, right?
Yeah.
Some I've decided maybe I can't put on the Winx. I've second-guessed them, but I'm going to keep them on the list.
I have some of those on the back burner.
Yep. Some, you know, it's just, I don't know if it's good enough for the Winx.
Okay.
And then there's some that maybe I should save for the future.
So you think we should start? See, maybe that was our problem, telling like 3 or 4 stories a show. We should have conserved more.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know we were going to have finite episodes to tell these stories. I thought maybe the Winx would last 6 months, so I better get them all out. You know, we better each spit out fucking like 3 an ep and do hour and a half eps.
We're on a year and a half.
I didn't know.
Of the show.
You never know.
Yeah, we really didn't think it would last more than, 15 eps?
Yeah.
That was kind of like the date we had, like a sell-by date on it.
Yeah.
So here we find ourselves on a manic Monday.
Yes.
And searching for stories, digging through, like Kevin McAllister digging through Buzz's box, looking for goodies.
Yeah.
And you say you have one?
I think so, man. I don't know.
Let's hear it.
It's whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? Let's hear it.
All right. This is the story of the first Asian hockey player. Oh, I really like a hockey.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, dude.
Oh, shit. What's wrong with me?
First of all, was that the music from...
Stop!
All right.
Go ahead.
No.
Oh, well, God!
You know that show, the...
We're fired!
Yan Can Cook, the cooking show? Is that the music from that?
I don't know. It's just the music that McGonagall had queued up. I don't control him.
Let me just...
Bugles is gonna write me a letter.
Bugles isn't gonna...
I've offended again!
Okay, but hold on. We gotta set some bases here.
All right, go ahead.
You did not play hockey, did you?
Well, maybe you gotta stay tuned. All right, well, I was the greatest rollerblader.
We know that. Yeah, everyone, and skier as well.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Therefore, that automatically translates to hockey. To hockey. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I did play hockey casually.
All right.
I did not play for my school.
You weren't in a league.
I did not play for a league. All right. But, of course, did I play street hockey? Yes. Did I play ice hockey? Sometimes. It's hard to find ice sometimes.
That's true.
There's always a street, though.
Yes.
So, yeah, I played hockey. Me and the Hoover Road crew, shouts out to the Hoover Road crew, created a league. This is just a quick aside.
Yeah, go for it.
We called ourselves the Ambler Mighty Ducks.
Love it.
Fashioned after the Disney film, The Mighty Ducks, which we watched on a repeat.
Quack.
All through my childhood. Yeah. We made jerseys out of white tees, where we colored the Mighty Duck logo in and wrote our names on the back of the shirts in Sharpies.
They look bad?
They looked okay.
Because I know you're an artistic type. Did you do a good on
I did a good job.
Duck
yeah.
logo?
Yeah. And, you know, there was like four of us on the Mighty Ducks. Two wings and a goalie
and a
center.
Did you guys use your own names or did you like fashion yourself after like Josh Jackson?
No. Right. It was all like, you know, it said Herb on the back and... So that went on for a while, right? And, like, I lived on a cul-de-sac for a period of my life, which is the perfect rink for street hockey.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, when a car comes, you know, car, move the net. Everyone knows.
We used to do that for wiffle ball.
Exactly. Same thing, you know. Yeah. one time, right? Winks knows Hoover Road crew member Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, he lived next door to this girl. Let's just call her Tina. Okay.
Hey, Tina.
We protect the innocent.
Okay.
She used to sit out on the porch and watch us play street hockey.
In a way that a young girl would fawn after a young man?
Absolutely. Of course, it emboldened us.
Oh.
It made us think we were even more awesome.
So you guys started, like, clubbing each other, like, to show who the more macho man was, right?
We had to.
Yeah.
One time... Tara had a friend over. Let's just call her...
You...
Rachel? Oh, Rachel? What?
Never. I'm not going to say anything.
But listen, we were 12 or 13. Maybe even 11 or 12. Okay. Between 11 and 13.
Okay.
I digress. And
that's when it starts popping.
So she's like... She came up to us. Tina did, right?
Yes.
And she's like, meet us in the church parking lot. Because at the end of Hoover Road was a Chinese church.
Okay. Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it was a Christian church, but only Chinese speaking.
Yeah, it was that, yeah.
And that parking lot was always empty except for Sundays.
Okay.
And so, like, that was another place we would congregate because that's what preteens do.
Yeah.
So we skated down there with our skates. You know?
My God, you guys were racing, no doubt, right?
Yeah. They said they wanted to show us their boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they going to let
groupies, dude.
Were you just going to look at them or touch them?
They didn't want us to touch them, but they're you guys ever see boobs? And we're like, no.
Do you remember when you were that age?
No.
And, like, that was a distinct possibility?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was like a crazy time in a young guy's life.
I know. No. And they're like, well, Rachel and I want to show you ours. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they did. They just flashed us for like 2 seconds.
Like
know?
In the broad daylight in the parking lot?
Well, behind the Chinese planters.
Okay.
There, it's hard to set the scene. There was like steps.
Okay.
There was like a concrete thing with like plants growing out. Like it was secluded. It wasn't just wide open. And it was only like 2 seconds and then they got red in the face and giggled and like ran away and they're like, you guys are awesome at playing hockey.
Wow.
We're like, oh man, we are the best Ambler Mighty fucking Ducks in the world.
Oh man.
So, well, you know,
simpler times.
Simpler times. That's not even the story, man. That's just an aside. The story is the first Asian American hockey player. Has there ever been an Asian hockey player in the NHL that you're aware of?
Oh, in the NHL, I can't tell
you. I don't believe so. There's only like three black guys, as there is.
Is there? Yeah. I know one. They made a big deal about
one.
Wasn't it Bashir?
Yeah.
They made a big deal about him.
There was a dude on the Flyers like 2 years ago. Yeah. I can't remember who he was, though.
But that tells you like how weird hockey is, that's a big deal in 2019. Like,
hockey is definitely one of the weirder sports out there. Especially that it's like our National Hockey League, but it's dominated by Canadians.
And like Finnish people.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is like...
But we have the like teams in our... Like we have the Montreal...
Yeah,
I don't even know the
Canadians.
Yeah. The Toronto Maple Leafs are part of our like
Winnipeg
American
Jets.
League. You know,
the Winnipeg Jets, Calgary Flames.
It's weird.
Yeah, Vancouver. Weird. Well, you know, here's another
thing. Knows Canada doesn't have Asians. I don't know. They just have a bunch of white hosers, really.
Hey there.
Right, it's TillyWinksOfStrangers@gmail.com. Just write me your letters. I know. Okay? I read them all.
Jay's hitting the third rail tonight, guys.
The point is, okay?
Jesus.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
No, continue.
Please.
No, I want to know. I'm assuming it has something to do with the church.
All right. Well, no, that was just an aside.
Okay? Oh, because I thought you were building to
it. No, they showed us their boobs. They giggled and ran away. It was preteen shenanigans.
It just seemed like you could have just said church then. Instead, you said Chinese church. I thought it was building to the first Asian hockey
It's
player.
Tying in.
Oh, it is tying
it
in.
It was foreshadowing because, you know.
Okay, that's what I meant.
At this time, I was like 13, okay? 12, 13. So, flash forward, right? All right, well, first of all, Winks knows I got many claims to fame. Right? First kid to ever successfully draw Batman.
Yes.
I don't know. The stories have been on the way.
Oh, you're rollerblading.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. And now I can add to that I will solely be responsible. We'll say like the year 2022.
Okay.
For the first Asian American hockey player in the NHL.
You're going to be...
I groomed him.
All right, let's hear about this now.
So flash forward to me being like 18 or 19 years old, okay? Skates have long been hung up. Hans isn't sharpening them for me anymore. You know what I mean?
Bombay, hit the skids.
Living in Ambler at the time.
All right.
A family moves in next door to us. Just a couple, right? The dude day drinks from like sun up to sundown.
Good for him.
And only likes to talk about the Phillies, which is fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him out there mowing the lawn, I'd wave and he'd be like, "Hey, how about the Phillies?" Slurring his speech, you know.
In Cavalia.
Yeah. And we would talk. And the wife was friendly with my mom, I guess. They would talk, you know, gab. And they ended up... And so down the line, this couple ended up adopting two children. I guess they couldn't have children of their own.
Okay.
So they got children from Korea. And they got them both as babies. The mothers said they weren't able to raise them and agreed that they could be put in the adoption program. And there's like some kind of exchange, you know, where Korean babies can come to America and get adopted. So... They use that program, right? They got two children. They got them, I believe, like a year or two apart. The first child they got. Now remember, my man's a big baseball fan.
Yes.
They named him Nolan Ryan.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, Nolan Ryan. My man was such a baseball fan that he had to name his first child Nolan Ryan, and then their last name. I'm not going to say their last name.
Yeah.
Nolan, like Ryan was his middle name.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan, and then their last name. Absurd, right? Whatever.
Actually, he picked a good one.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just, you know, it's right up this guy's
alley.
Did
they get a daughter, too?
No, they got another son, like a year or two later. You want to know what his name is?
Ty Cobb.
Oh, I wish. Oh, man, Tyrone Cobb. No, it's Harmon Killebrew.
His middle name is Killebrew?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Which is really badass, dude. So, Nolan and Harmon were my neighbors, right?
Awesome.
And so, like, you know, they're babies. Wah. Then they start getting to be toddlers, you know. And then, you know, they started asking me and my brother if we would, like, watch them when they would have romantic dates. You know what I mean?
That's precious.
They're like, because we live next door, they knew we were trustworthy kids, you know? And like, would you mind watching like Nolan and Harmon for a few hours while we go out? I'm like, yeah, I love those kids, you know? Mm-hmm. So they'd be like showing me their figures and stuff, and they're like, this is a Power Ranger. He has a sword. It goes wah, 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 you know, and we're like playing and we're having a good time, right? Mm-hmm. So because this guy is such a fanatic, he's trying to instill sports into them, any sport. He's throwing them all at them and seeing what'll stick.
What a dad.
Oh god, he was something, right? So I tried that with them too, you know, like once they get a little more older and their motor skills are forming, we're out front shooting baskets in the basketball net, you know, or mm-hmm. where I'm throwing them balls in the backyard. All right. But what really stuck for my young protege, Nolan, not Harmon. Yeah. Harmon's a lost cause. Nolan.
He's going to be an art student.
He took a liking to hockey. All right. I strapped my rollerblades back on after... almost a decade out of the game. Wow. Oh, God, Kevin, it was so emotional. I had a tiny pair that just so happened to fit him.
Oh.
I got them all padded up because yeah. I don't want his parents to sue me.
Yep.
You know? And I put a hockey stick in his hand.
Did you present it like he was being knighted? Like,
yeah, yeah. I said, you know, I used to play in the Ambler Mighty Ducks. When you're older, girls will show you their boobs if you get good at puck handling. Oh, so and he's like, awesome. No, I didn't say that. But, you know, I wanted to, like, for some reason, like, he really gravitated towards that. I don't know if it was, like, the fast moving, like, you're flying yeah. down the street on skates.
The adrenaline rush.
It's a little different than other sports, you know? And I got, like, my old net out of the basement, my street net, and I'm having him take shots and stuff. So then this became a thing. Even when his parents didn't ask me to babysit, if he's outside playing, you know, uh-huh. he'd come knock on the door and he'd be like, can I borrow your rollerblades again? Like, of course you can, little buddy. Of course you can. Let me go out there and see how your development's coming along.
Oh, coach.
And so, you know.
Coach.
Yeah, we would spend, like, a lot of time playing hockey. And I'm just out there. You know, I became a trainer, if you will.
Coach Bombay.
Yes. Now, he's skating up and down the cul-de-sac, yeah. all right? And I'm just out there yelling with the whistle, blowing the whistle. Triple deke!
God, this is amazing.
That's two for high sticking. That's not going to fly in the league. Come on. Get your head in the game. Keep your stick on the ground. You know what I mean.
Oh, I know.
I'm just straight. I mean, he would stop, and I could see him refocus, and he's like, oh, God, Jason's right.
Then beat himself
I
off.
Need to get focused, right? And so we did this up until I moved out of the area. I moved up here.
Yeah.
When I was, like, in my early 20s. So, like, this, we started when I was, like, 19. So we'll say 3 or 4 years.
So I this formed all this all happened in the midst of your personal crisis.
Listen. Why does that have to be into him?
Okay? It doesn't have to.
It does seems... contribute to me riding him so hard and yelling.
It just seems questionable.
It is a reason why I stood off to the side and didn't skate so much with him anymore, okay? I let his skills do the talking. But yes, I was drunk as a skunk from sun up to sun down. This is what made me a great coach.
I don't disagree with that.
Later formed the ability for me to go on to coach the greatest special needs basketball team that the American right. people have ever seen.
Don Nelson here.
Special Olympics heroes, whatever.
Special Olympians.
They have a plaque with my picture on it in the Special Needs Basketball Hall of Fame.
It's all true. That's like the fucked up part. It's like it sounds
I was
like
the most winningest coach in special.
It sounds like you're joking, but like I know this to be true. This is all legitimate,
dude. I took this ragtag group of special needs kids, and I turned them into championship caliber basketball
players.
And I took my little neighbor, and I made him.
You molded
a grade A hockey player.
Did he go to school? Like play for?
So yeah, I moved up here. Right, yeah. My parents still lived there for a little while until they moved away.
Right.
When Nolan, I didn't. I obviously couldn't keep in touch with him as much as I did, you know. But when Nolan went to high school, he joined the ice hockey team,
nice.
And that's because of me, Kev. I know it is.
You built this in him.
Now. He's playing hockey, right? Mm-hmm. He's making history. He's breaking records at the
he's
high school.
He's probably seeing boobs, too. We shouldn't forget.
He got drafted to Penn State.
What?
And he plays for the Penn State hockey team right now. He's still there. He's a sophomore there, I believe, now. And he might make it to the pros,
that's
dude.
That's huge.
He might make it to the pros because he is an amazing hockey player. And he grew up, somehow he grew up to be like 6'2". He has this massive frame.
Oh, he's going
to
be a goon.
Yeah. And he's, all the puck handling I taught him. There it is.
Man, what do you learn?
I'm like Hans.
What he learned on the streets of Ambler?
Right. From me.
From you warbling at him on the sidelines.
During the NHL draft, like 2 or 3 years from now, when you see Nolan Ryan, I'll let you see his last name with the rest of the world on TV. Yeah. And he gets up and accepts that jersey from whatever team drafts him.
The Blues.
I'll be in the front wearing a powder blue suit with suspenders, clapping. Then I'll make a little fist and wink at him.
And he's going to look back at you and go, quack.
Quack, 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 Mr. Herb. Quack, quack, quack.
That's insane, actually. I'm proud of you.
I guess.
You molded.
I'm definitely connecting my name to something that
you molded a young. No, because what's to say he would have ever picked up a hockey stick?
I know, right?
He would have ever got on the rollerblades and played street hockey. There were no other kids doing that at the time, right?
No.
You guys had grown up.
No.
That's awesome.
Hockey was never really like in fashion either, you know?
No, maybe like a little bit when the X Games started, like people had rollerblades.
Well, every
and
kid wants to be like a baseball, basketball, or football player, you know? That's it.
Nobody wants to be Sidney Crosby.
And so I steered him that way. I don't know if his dad liked it. You know, his dad wanted him to play.
Do
like
you think he likes it now?
Baseball, I think.
When he sees his son getting a full ride to a prestigious university.
Maybe. They got divorced, so I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. There's always a fucking...
Because of his
turn.
Drinking. Because of his drinking.
There's always a twist.
She left him and she's raising the two boys on her own now. It's fine.
There's always a fucking dark
It's fine.
Twist.
They have a beautiful life, man. These guys are happy. They're named after baseball legends. I endowed him with the skills he needs to become a successful sports star. I'll be his agent. You know, I'll make deals for
him. Cut those contracts.
Yeah. So, you know, train your own Asian wonder kid tonight on the Wings. Ooh! You'll see. It's your old buddy Bob coming back here to tell you another tale of my life. I'm back on Tiddlywinks with Stranger. You'll see. I've been fired from my job at 80s Pizza again. You'll see, old Bob. He got designated dishwasher duty. Couldn't even do that right. Andy said he gotta go. Andy said he's gotta go. So I'm back in my apartment, you'll say. It made me reflect on my nursing career. I don't know if I'll ever be a nurse again. You see, don't wanna be a dishwasher. Oh, Bob wanna be a nurse. Oh, Bob gonna save lives, you say. I'll wear gloves this time, I will, I promise, Jesus, I promise. Whilst I was there working as a nurse, many people wanted to know what Bob's last name is. What's old Bob's last name, they would say. Hey, remember that guy, old Bob? What's old Bob's last name? Oh, people remember old Bob. People don't remember old Bob's last name. He's like, you'll never guess my name. I'll keep it to the end. You'll never figure out my identity. If you can guess it, I will... if you can guess it, you will get a prize. And if you do not guess it, I'll take your firstborn son. You'll see, old Bob's kind of like Rumpelstiltskin. You'll say, can't guess my name, can't guess my last name. You'll see. Sure, people remember old Bob's wispy mustache. People remember old Bob's Cleveland Indians racist logo on the front. Y'all remember that? People remember old Bob's jorts. People remember old Bob's color change and tinted sunglasses. Prescription, and they protect you from UV rays. People don't remember old Bob's last name. I hear him whispering in the corridor of the hospital. Oh, there goes Bob. Oh, Bob's a good guy. Oh, Bob's old daughter Beth left him. Oh, Bob's a terrible father.
but nobody remembers old Bob's last name. If you think you know my last name, it's TiddlyWinks with Strangers@gmail.com. Let's play a game of Rumpelstiltskin. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? Submissions will be reviewed February 28th. A winner will be announced on the March 1st broadcast of TiddlyWinks with Strangers. You'll see. Shit! Damn! Oh, I can't see the numbers. You'll say. Shit! Who's calling? You never guess my name. Bob! Go for me!
We should have a lot of fun tonight here the way, so we laughter and shit.
Right? Lots of laughter, yeah. Ah, yeah. Mama.
Ah, Jesus Christ. But you know...
What? You got something to say, bro?
You know, when I got sober... And I headed on up to the mountains to clear my head where I've stayed.
Oh, yeah?
You know what Nolan Ryan told me before I left?
No, I don't.
He thanked me for being such a good mentor and coach. Said he's glad I got my life together and that I was sober.
Did he really say that?
Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what they say? Every good winx must come to an end, coach. He was right. Nolan Ryan was right. Miss him. Made him.
God bless you, Nolan.
He was right. No, I don't. I'm full of shit, Kev. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's just something Jiminy Cricket said one time, you know? And we'll wrap it up because, you know, I asked Condor if he could chime in. Maybe he's got a last story this week, but he's running even drier than I am. Ain't that right, Kev?
I'm as dry as a 77-year-old whore in Arizona.
Oh, Jesus. He'd be one of Mikey D's orgies.
Hey, come see Betty. You jump on her belly, powdered milk comes out of her vag.
God, God.
But I digress.
So I was thinking, yeah, I pulled another one from my list.
Awesome. The master list.
A short story about the time. Well, I'll just let the story do the talking.
Yeah,
without further ado, it's time for last story. Talking about last story.
Yeah.
This took place during the summer between 11th grade and 12th grade.
It's a good year.
It was like 99 or 2000 or something like that. Limp Bizkit had just put out their first album. I pumped it all day, every day.
Was that hot dog flavored water and chocolate?
No, it was the first one with Nookie.
Oh, the significant other one, or what is it? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Pumping a lot of Crystal Method. Pumping a lot of...
Cypress Hill.
You know the rest. Anyway, at this time, one of my best friends in high school, Winx knows a little bit, was Yuka.
Oh, Yuka. We know all about Yuka. Yeah.
Yeah. If people don't remember, Yuka moved here from Texas during our sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
He became quick friends with me and my group of friends. The only thing that set him apart from the rest of us was his penchant for extreme sports, all things extreme. Extreme! Extreme! Extreme!
He is so extreme, he spelled extreme.
Yes.
He took the E in the beginning of it, just used X.
Skateboarding, BMX, skiing, snowboarding, mm-hmm. And now Winx knows he's a pilot.
Piloting, yeah.
And he took me and Alex up that one time and almost killed us because it was so extreme. He had to cut the engine off. God. Like, he just took... He
Adrenaline
lived.
Junkie.
I guess, yeah. He just lived extreme. He also looked different from the rest of us because he would wear, like, you know, like the baggy jeans with, like, a...
He wore JNCOs?
DC shirt, you know, like DC skateboarding shirt. He had, like, spiky dyed red hair. Sometimes it was blonde hair. Sometimes it was blue hair.
I like it.
Earrings, you know, and everything's like, well, what's up, brother? That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
He's from Texas.
He's from California.
I was going to say, because he sounds like a Californian.
He's from California via Texas via Philadelphia somehow. And now he's back out in California.
It's like one of those guys that they come, you know, you meet him from like Los Angeles and they're like,
yeah. Oh,
I could really go for like a burger right now. Like, yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. I don't know. That bothers me.
Yeah. So like that always like was a big difference. You know, other than that, we believe it or not, we had a lot in common. This is why we were friends. However, we didn't really share that penchant that he had. Like I would go snowboarding with him until the incident, you know, and he wanted me to record him and his brother like skateboarding. So I'd hold the camera, you know, because I'm a camera guy. Yes, Winks knows I'm a talker and I'm a camera guy. So he's like, Herb, get us doing this sweet half putt. Like, all right, I got it. So, you know, I'd always just be hanging around. One day, I was hanging out with my friend Dan.
All right.
We get a knock at the door. It's Yuka. He said, what are you brothers doing on this glorious day? I shit you not, this is how he talked.
Poetic.
He would, like, enter school in the morning, right? He'd, like, go to his locker, get his books, put his backpack on, stand in the hallway, and just look down the hallway and be like, well, time to go with the flow. And just skip on down the hallway. Like, just such a jovial guy, man. Almost not even real. And no, he didn't do any drugs whatsoever.
He was just chilling.
It was just how he was, man. Yeah. So he's like, what are you brothers doing on this glorious day? And we're like, oh, nothing, dude. We were just like watching TV, hanging out, you know? And he's like, look, come outside. Look what I got. I'm like, what? So like we go outside. He pulls out of the trunk of his car two crudely fashioned street luges that him and his little brother made in their garage.
Out of what materials?
Plywood. Plywood and skateboard decks.
Okay.
But you could tell he just kind of, it was just kind of like hammered together.
Yeah, like some hot glue or something.
Yeah, and he's like, look what me and Hero made. Street luges, we tested them out at our house, but we decided to come over here because Dan has that sweet hill in his neighborhood.
So they did test them out.
That's what he said, yeah.
Allegedly, yeah.
And Dan's like, oh man, I'm not riding that thing. He's like, come on, you and Herbis? Yeah, I was Herbis. You and Herbis can get on there? Yeah, it's an adrenaline rush. It's just like bobsledding, except, you know, we don't have ice, so we're on the streets, you know?
But, did he put brakes on these?
I don't remember. I don't think so. You had to put your feet down.
So you blew out your shoes?
Yeah, yeah.
Christ.
I don't think there was a way he could put brakes on. I don't really remember. It turned out to be irrelevant.
All right.
Because he went first, right? And he did it because he does all this extreme stuff, you know.
I actually appreciate that. Rather than making somebody else be the guinea pig, he's like, I made him, I'll do it.
Well, because we were saying how rickety it looked, yeah. You know, and so Dan's like, fuck it, I'll do it, and he like lit up a cigarette.
I love this.
Laid down with the cigarette in his mouth, and he's like, tell my parents I loved them, Herb. I will. You're going to be okay. Off he goes down the hill, right? Now, this was like a hill in his neighborhood. It wasn't a very like busy neighborhood, but like cars would come through there.
Uh-huh.
We didn't block it off or anything, you know? Like if a car came, you better just steer out of the way. So, Dan's flying down. Now, you lay flat on it. Okay, I don't know if you ever saw like a street luge or a bobsled, a one-man bobsled where they lay.
I'd be fucking frightened.
Yeah, and you had to like lean left or right to steer just like a skateboard. And I think you did use your feet to just kind of stop when you wanted to stop. Or you just rode it to the bottom of the hill and coasted to a stop.
And try not to get hit by a car.
Steer it onto the grass or something like that, you know? So Dan goes down the hill, goes around a corner. A car begins coming up the hill. So he's trying to, like, steer away from the car. And in steering away from the car sees him, finally, and tries to not hit him. So the car kind of veered off to the left and almost hit the curb. And Dan veered off to the right and grazed the tire of the car as he went flying past it into the yard. To where he went into someone's driveway, fell off of the luge, and skidded onto their grass.
Oh, God, left his skin and flesh on their driveway.
The person driving the car just kind of, like, did the old fist shake. Like, you fucking asshole. It's a residential neighborhood. So, like, we go running down there. He drove off. Dan gets up. He's got road rash down the side of his arm and down the side of his ass. Like, it just ripped a hole in his shorts.
I've had that before.
And he just had, like, gravel and shit. And he's like, ah, fuck you and your stupid street luge, Yuka.
fuck you and your stupid extreme sports. He's like, oh man, gnarly road rage. You're all right though. You're all right, man. Like, that's just how Yuka was. So like, Dan was like, okay, because he's like, what can I do? He's like, I'll put like some gauze on it or something. I don't fucking know. He's like, I'm not riding it anymore. He's like, Herbis, you gotta ride. I'm like, why the fuck would I do that?
After you just saw that display.
And he's like, because, man, extreme. That's
because
it.
Extreme.
Because extreme.
I love it.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll fucking try it. I have snowboarded. I have skateboarded. I feel like I probably can control this thing as long as a car doesn't come. So I start going, right?
All right.
It's okay. It's not bad. I'm going. So, you know, I'm feeling comfortable at the controls. I'm moving right, I'm moving left, you know, I'm steering it. In my head, I think I got this. Like, I'm picking up speed because I'm going down the hill. And in my head, I'm just like, feel the rhythm, feel the ride, get on up, it's bobsled time. And all of a sudden, it starts like, now, just to paint this picture, like, Yuka, he would get excited even if he himself wasn't doing the extreme act. So just him watching
so you get
me.
Off on being a spectator.
So yeah, he's running as fast as he can next to me down, like on the grass, to try to keep up and like watch my run, you know? And I start wobbling and I hear him going, shit, Dan, he's going into a speed wobble. He's not going to be able to pull out.
He's saying this while he's, oh God.
And I'm in this wobble. Like, I don't know if you know what a speed wobble is.
Yeah.
But like, I can't stop my body from propelling back and forth, so mm-hmm. All I try to do is just steer it towards the grass because I know it's gonna hurt, and I get flung off because the speed just like spit me out. I tumbled on someone's lawn. I did like a somersault, didn't get paralyzed from the neck down. Nothing wrong with me. I made it. Okay, it was terrifying, but I made it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what, Yuka, this is a stupid idea. Like,
how old were you guys again?
17.
Oh my God, you're too old for this shit.
16 or 17, yep. And I'm like,
you guys had cars.
Well, I know, but this was his whole shtick, man. Oh. He loved to be extreme, so he constructed these ways to become extreme.
God.
So him and his brother built these fucking death traps in their garage, and he wanted us to try it out with him. Why shouldn't I? I'm young and foolish. So he goes last, right? He's like, I'll just do one more run, and then, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
He says before he goes.
Yeah, but you guys don't have as much experience as I do. So he goes down for the final run, right? Somehow, he himself starts to, like, lose control a little bit.
Okay.
And he's like, what? We just hear
his voice.
He's like a little dot, almost. He's almost, like, down, and we just hear, what? It's just echoing through the neighborhood, right? And you just hear, ah, shit! And we just hear this awful noise, like when Large Marge is wrecked. When they pulled him from the Twisted Metal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we go running down the hill. We're like, where is he, dude? Where is he? Like, we don't even know where he went. Mm-hmm. It just all happened so quick. So he's like, oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! And he comes sliding out from a parked car.
He went under a car.
He went under a car. He went under a car. All right, and he's like, I cleared it, though. I cleared it. Whoops, no, I didn't. And he's like, I knew I hit my head.
Oh, no.
His head, like, scraped the car's exhaust system. He's gushing blood from his forehead.
God,
and he's just like, well, I got a little road rash myself. He's just dripping blood. Not enough to need stitches, yeah. Thankfully. But, like, you know, enough where we're done for the day,
so
you know?
So chill about it, too.
Yeah, whoopsie-doozies. Oh, whoopsie-daisies.
My God.
Yeah, we'll just head back to my house and have a couple beers, forget about this street leash. And so we did. And so it was written. But, you know, that was just one time, again, where extreme sports aren't for me.
That's insane.
Snowboarding, not for me. That's street luge. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme.
That entire deal is like beyond dangerous.
It was foolish, yes. It was absolutely foolish. We enjoyed it.
It probably was fun in the moment.
It was.
Looking back, it's like, what the fuck?
So fashion your own crudely built street luge and go flying down residential neighborhoods tonight! Ha
Well, we sure had a lot of fun tonight here on Tiddlywinks with Strangers, now streaming wherever you listen to casts.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, you know, it's another Winks in the Cup, as they say.
Yeah.
Remember what Bob said. It's tiddlywinkswithstrangers@gmail.com. Questions, concerns. If you have what you think is Bob's last name, you know, solve his riddle for him. He gets more and more manic about that, you know. You know this isn't the last time he's going to reference it.
Probably not.
You know, I want to thank all the new viewers, it appears we've... listeners.
Listeners, we've picked up quite a few in the last few months.
Yeah, I see you.
We have a surge in listenership that it has not gone unnoticed.
Yes, I see you. Thank you for joining our humble podcast and tuning in to what is... The insanity? I don't even know. What's the appeal of this show?
I was thinking about that the other day, because like we were talking about doing a weekend cast.
A salty satchery.
Yeah, and we didn't go through with it.
We never do.
As I was thinking about, because we were going over the numbers for the last few shows and the listens and everything.
We could see the numbers.
And I'm thinking, what is the deal? Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just 2, 3, 4 guys sometimes just sitting around talking about stupid shit.
I mean, that's kind of what a majority of podcasts are, I guess.
And we're really offensive to some people. Like I told you about
that. We get the emails.
That one time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's our shtick, dude.
Apparently the Tom the Turkey episode got over huge.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I even got, like, a notification that someone was listening to an episode from our back catalog.
Oh, yeah.
It was Cigars in Kyoto. I think his name was Michael Reed. It said, Michael Reed is listening to your episode, Cigars in Kyoto, which is an episode from, like, 2017.
Yeah.
5th or 6th Winks we ever did. And this guy is back there listening to it. So shout out to him.
Yeah, thank you for listening to our stuff. Shout out to Tim.
Always Tim. Yeah. Always. Winks original fan,
he's
Tim.
He's an OG. Yeah.
But I hope you continue to... join us week after week, however inconsistent our release schedule is.
Very.
And I hope our numbers continue to grow, and I will not let you down as far as nonsense, as far as stories, as far as co-hosts, and as far as the Winks.
Yeah.
You know the rest.
Yeah, we won't let you guys down. Well, even if we run out of stories like I fear I have.
You're just in a dry spell. You have to remember your life. Remember.
We'll at least try to provide some chuckles.
But, you know, also you want to get in touch with us on Snapchat.
Yes,
the Snapchat. At Winks Nose Baby. And that's where you'll send this week's Snapchat Challenge! You know what I want.
You want a street luge?
I want a crudely built street luge. I want an injured teenager gushing blood from the head or having road rash down his or her elbow.
I also think that this is going to be the golden goose.
Like, what?
An Asian ice hockey player. I think this
There's is... not one. Not yet.
You know, I can't...
I crafted I him in say, my eye. I crafted him in my eye!
I can't say there's not. Like,
I don't think there is. I guess I should have Googled
Olympics.
It.
There's the Olympics. There's teams from all over. Come on.
I was talking about the NHL.
Okay, the NHL.
The NHL. I'm not talking international hockey, okay? Well, I should have Googled it, but Winks knows I don't prepare for these shows.
You know how we said earlier we fact check? We're going to let the listeners be the fact checkers this time. If all there's right. one in the NHL, you guys send us a
snap. Send it to Winks Knows Baby on Snapped Chat. But, you know... It was, there's not too much you can send in, this week. Send me those two things. Work on them. Work on your back snaps. And, I'll be waiting to view your Snapchat challenges and yours. But, you know, the fact that I continue to take credit for other success, the fact that I molded this young man in my eye. The fact that I willingly participated in such foolish things with my extreme sports friends. It's just the tip of the iceberg of why I continually look at myself in the mirror week after week and utter to myself, what am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger, a fucking tip.
Tiddlywinks with Strangers.
Mr. Jennings loves Wayne's new invention.
It also makes you a first-class pursuer and wooer. Something must have gone wrong with the electric chair of love.
Diane!
Now he loves Wayne's wife even more.
I want you to bear my children.
It's a duel for Diane.
Zelinsky, he's the real obstacle.
I'm going to eliminate him.
Coming up next on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.